Conferences, ladies and gentlemen. This 10th session of the WTO Ministerial Conference is taking place at a crucial juncture in the international relations. While we witness the proliferation of crises across the countries and even the regions, the need of adequate response through the trade in dimension and enhanced economic cooperation shall be the driving force of our network in Nairobi. The international trade has a role to play in the promotion of sustainable and inclusive growth, as well as fostering development and strengthening international ties. We firmly believe that the convergence of interest arising from the mutually beneficial cooperation in the areas of trade and investment has a strong potential to offset discrepancies in the other areas of the international interaction. Belarus views the WTO as a cornerstone of international trading system, which, besides providing a set of comprehensive rules, serves for proper enforcement of the relevant disciplines and thereby enjoys unprecedented legitimacy. Meanwhile, the prevalence of the regional and trans-regional trade agreements with the extensive scope represents a new dimension of the international economic policy making, which impact is yet to be assessed. We welcome efforts of the WTO members towards reviewing the systematic implication of this in this regard. Belarus has also embarked on the path of the extension of its RTA network together with its Eurasian Economic Union partners. The accessions have represented an important avenue for the effective extension of the WTO system over the recent years. The members that acceded under Article 12 of the Marrakesh Agreement have brought with them a wealth of exhausted commitments that enrich the WTO. In some important cases, the accession commitments have become a new benchmarks. The delegation of Belarus is pleased to extend warm greetings to the delegation of Kazakhstan, which participates for the first time in the ministerial conference as a full-fledged member. Kazakhstan's accession to the WTO in 2015 marked an important milestone for further integration of the Eurasian Economic Union into the multilateral trading system. We also congratulate the delegation of Afghanistan and Liberia on the speedy conclusion of the WTO accession negotiations of their respective countries. In this context, I would be fair to pay tribute to the WTO Secretariat, whose tireless efforts in many ways facilitated the new accessions. Being itself an acceding state, Belarus continues to attach priority to a swift conclusion of the accession talks. Belarus, being a trade partner of 180 states, relies on international trade as a key to sustainable economic growth, which is an indisputable reason for integration in the multilateral trading system. Belarus is at a unique position. While not a WTO member, it is a co-founder of the Eurasian Economic Union, where all other states are WTO members. It was also agreed that WTO disciplines will prevail in the Eurasian Economic Union, providing additional guarantees to our trading partners and foreign investors. We have a common goal to negotiate such terms of accession, which would become a basis for development of Belarus trade relations with WTO members, which will contribute to our economic growth. Belarus highly appreciates the positive signals of WTO members towards Belarus' fast accession. We appeal to the members of the Working Party on Belarus accession to commence substantive negotiations on Belarus trade regime, which will contribute to formation of balanced package of commitments based on mutual gain terms. We hope for active and constructive dialogue with the WTO in the very near future. The delegation of Belarus wishes the WTO members every success in reaching a meaningful outcome of the post-Nairobi work, including accession area. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Belarus, Ethiopia, Sudan.